Track 5. Cross to the diagonal northwest corner of the intersection. From here, look at the Thurgood Marshall Academy on the southwest corner, with the IHOP on the ground floor. This structure looks like a building within a building. Its construction reflects generations of its history. The bottom section was originally Small's Paradise, one of many nightclubs in this area. Small's Paradise was famous for the musicians who played there, its crowded dance floor, and its roller skating waiters. Small's was a great example of how Harlem's cultural energy drew people to visit and enjoy what Harlem was producing, and to be a part of that artistic production, which was then exported to the rest of the country and the world in the form of music and musicians, fashion and dance steps. After several owners, Small's closed its doors for good in 1986, when Harlem's economic fortunes were at a low point. In the late 1990s, the building was rehabilitated and eventually reopened as the Thurgood Marshall Academy for Learning and Social Change, a public school that serves grades 7 through 12. The Abyssinian Development Corporation played an important role in the restoration of this building. The ADC is a real estate development arm of Abyssinian Baptist Church, which we'll see later on in the tour. This building represents two distinct generations of development in Harlem. Small's Paradise dates from the early 20th century and was a private club attracting Harlemites and downtowners looking for an evening of music, dancing, and drinking. The school and the IHOP restaurant at its base reflect a more recent period of commercial and public real estate development. Pause the podcast and write a paragraph showing how these uses provide a useful contrast in describing the changes in Harlem from the early to late 1900s.